AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says more Russians are being sanctioned.
Today I'm announcing that we're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
Those targeted by the new sanctions include Russian President Vladimir Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. The White House calls him a top purveyor of Putin's propaganda. The president says the sanctions are having an impact. Russia has seized a strategic seaport and is threatening to overtake a major energy hub, even as the two sides met in Belarus and negotiated safe corridors to safely evacuate citizens. Russian attacks continue to target the big cities in Ukraine. Alex Shrinko is at a train station in Kyiv, waiting to leave.
Every hour was more dangerous than before, so I understand that this situation, this war, is not stopping, and just this conflict is escalations.
Moscow's ground advance on Ukraine's capital has apparently stalled, with a huge armored column at a standstill outside Kyiv. French President Emmanuel Macron said today he has again asked his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to halt the attacks on Ukraine, but that Putin refuses. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says a settlement involving several states has been reached with the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma.
Connecticut will force Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers to pay $6 billion for their role in the opioid and addiction crisis.
The Sackler family owns Purdue Pharma. This must be approved first by a bankruptcy judge. The deal follows an earlier settlement that had been appealed by eight states and the District of Columbia. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment keeps dropping.
Applications for jobless benefits last week fell by 18,000. The Labor Department says 215,000 people filed claims, down from 233,000 the week before. The four-week average, which compensates for weekly volatility, also declined, down by 6,000. In total, less than 1.5 million Americans were collecting jobless aid the week that ended February 12th, though that number did tick up slightly. Previous week, it hit the lowest level since March 1970. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The University of California at Berkeley has been ordered by California Supreme Court to freeze undergraduate enrollment at 2020-21 levels. It means at least 3,000 fewer students to be admitted. This is the result of a legal battle with a residence group that sued the university for failing to address the effects of increased student enrollment on housing, homelessness, traffic, and noise. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.